up and three bit
more popcorn.
Shut up and three bit
more popcorn.
What's poppin'?
Who you a
brand
fool,
new whip just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin'.
Waka waka. Welcome back to another What's Poppin', joined by Yankabilly, aka The Hitman. Is your audio on, bro?
That's my popping noise.
I'm about to say you're not having one of those, who is it, Mike Smith moments where...
No Mike Smith moment.
That's one Mark that always has mic issues. For those of y'all who aren't brand members, right over your head. Anyways, we're going to go ahead. What's Popping is about random stuff, not just one topic, not just one show, not just one medium, I guess would be the word to say. We're going to talk a little bit about the Book of Boba Fett.
Entertainment.
And media. But Boba Fett dropped. Now, I figured, since I guess The Mandalorian hasn't had a release date, this has taken its place, and we'll probably get Mandalorian next year.
We should get it next year within the first quarter, maybe.
Yeah, that's that. Okay, so you mean like February, March, kind of after this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking about next November.
It could even be that too.
Yeah. Because I think
they said season 3 was almost done or in post, something like that.
Okay.
Book of Boba Fett is already going to have a second season from what I understood.
Yeah, because I know Ted Lasso, I just got into Ted Lasso, and they won't start filming the third season until this coming February, so.
I stopped watching that.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
No, I like it too. It's just, there's only so much I can take of a certain show. Certain type, certain way they keep doing things. So I'll mix it up once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, you can only handle so much English accents. I mean, I'm listening to Peppa Pig almost on a daily, hourly. Well, hey,
I dig English accents. You give me a hot looking woman with an English accent, holy shit!
I mean that Rebecca chick, that's the owner, right? Rebecca, she's a tall glass of water.
Yeah, well.
So we'll wait for that. That's
a glass of water. That's a glass of water, which I am sure has many lip prints on it.
Many what?
Lip prints.
Oh, lip prints. Like
people have taken many sips from that glass of water. Do I have to spell it out, Joe?
Why is it? Because she was hooking up with the African player.
Many people, not just him.
You know what's funny? I know we weren't going to get into Spider-Man talk, but did you notice that the Mexican player from Ted Lasso was the bartender in the Venom scene?
No, didn't realize that.
I realized that after, I guess, well, I'd say the second time because I saw all the spoiler shit on TikTok. But Danny Rojas, that was him. I mean, it has to be because...
But see, that's what
I was watching
sucks.
Ted Lasso, so I was like, oh, it's fresh in the mind. But anyways, back to
You mentioned Venom. That's what sucks. Because you said Spider-Man talk. We were going to get into that. So just something real brief.
Why is it I just drop a little nugget, then I want to get back to on track? You got to reel yourself back to that other topic. Go ahead, drop it out. Drop it like it's hot.
No, I won't. No, I'll take it and reel it back in like it's lukewarm. Go ahead.
Now I'm curious.
Don't worry about it. I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to Boba Fett. First reactions. The first thing that pops in your mind when you think about the character Boba Fett, did it meet expectation? Did it wet the whistle because we saw him in Mandalorian?
Oh, it more than wet the whistle.
More than one lips on the glass.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I don't know. Ugh, I don't want to think of that. But
all right,
not with him. Nah, I really enjoyed it. It met my honestly, it passed my expectations. reason why we all know what's going on with Lucasfilm. We all do. Everybody does. Internally, externally, everything else.
Fine. We know it's going to be Gina Carano because she's a pro-Trumper.
I even forgot who she was by now. She don't matter to me.
Oh man.
But
she could be could be the next Xena Warrior Princess.
She could be my next ex-wife. But
or your next door neighbor. Because you're pulling a Kanye.
I guess. But Filoni and Favreau, in my view, excellent job. I love how they put current Boba Fett, which is what took place after with Return of the Jedi, with the flashbacks. I would have liked to just seen a whole bunch of flashbacks starting from out of the Sarlacc, and I like how they did it compared to a lot of theories that he just shot out of the Sarlacc. They showed him digging out of the sand near the Sarlacc's mouth.
Basically, like underneath the sand, punched his way through, and then...
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
How they did that. I would like to just see a whole bunch of things like that, and then episode two, get to the story. So... if they couldn't do that, in my view, they did this perfectly, this first episode.
I'm surprised they didn't drop the second episode with the first one like they did with Hawkeye and a couple
of them. Happy that they did not. It leaves anticipation. I know, and that's why I'm happy they didn't do it, because it leaves anticipation now for people to wait for next week. And if people are using a free trial, let's say, the week free trial, 2 weeks, whatever it is, this will make them want to sign up now for that whole month just to get episode two and then some.
And then the Mandalorian, everything that comes with that, yeah.
If they choose, yes. But I really, really enjoyed watching this. I love how they integrated him with Fennec. Or Fennec, yeah, Fennec. Woman. Ming-Na, I love Ming-Na Wen.
Oh yeah,
I've always been a huge fan of hers since she was in sitcoms on ABC. I loved her in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, she's great in this. She does that role very well. The characters itself don't come across too cheesy, whiny, stupid. I like how they did the Gamorrean guards, making them loyal to Boba. That when they got into that big fight, the guards proved their worth.
Yeah, I thought they flipped because they weren't there when they... Now that scene right there, okay, let's get into it. Because you talked about the flashbacks. Now we're present, I guess, present day.
Right.
After the events of Mandalorian, he's doing it his own way. He's not going to do it. He's not new to the flashy show. Hey, carry me around like I'm Cleopatra. Let the people know that I'm the main crime lord. And just, you know, you got to pay your stuff to me. And
right. And he's walking among the common folk.
He loses his fucking his first payment. Basically, when those assassins attack him, he drops his helmet. Where they had all the gold coins and everything.
The other guys got it.
The two pig guards are they called Gamorreans?
Yes.
They were nowhere to be. I'm like, that was the first thing that came to mind. Is these sorry fucking pig sons of bitches.
They were probably being washed down. Remember when they were in that bar with Jennifer Beals, they said to you.
Oh, yeah, but I think he did not. He passed on that. They asked if they wanted to, and he's like, no, it's okay.
Huh.
And then so they weren't around. Then they showed up out of nowhere. So it's like, did they have those spears with them, or did they go and look for something to come back? Maybe that's what happened. But that was the first thing that came to mind. It's like these motherfuckers just
split and
ran.
And I like how they didn't show you when they captured that guy. When Fennec captured the guy, Boba said, get him alive.
Oh, yeah.
The guy in the red ninja outfit with the shield. Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be that guy who went to Boba's palace and said, you got to give a tribute to the mayor.
Yeah, but he had like a funny ass head. Like he had funny ass tentacles.
Yeah, but they could be hidden.
Man.
Never
that had, because that helmet is kind of small. The helmet that was covering his head, like it had to be a big ass helmet.
Well, the eyes almost looked like him. That's why I'm mentioning that. It was a tall, thin, frail person.
You I don't know. Maybe he could have been. They could have been.
It could have been. But
I doubt that it was him. But they could have been sent by that person.
That's where I was going. I think that was a setup for the mayor because he denied the tribute when the guy was leaving. He said there could be one or something coming up in the future. You'll have to pay. So this could have been it.
You pay me, motherfucker.
That was done well, but I don't. I mean, Boba got his ass kicked, and did Fennec.
Okay, which is kind of sad because you have
Boba in this sad
mindset like, oh, he is the badass. He is the
He's got all these tricks and weapons, and he falls down to a bunch of electro staff and shields.
Well, see, he did shoot a rocket inside those shields, and then he's like, fuck that. I'm just going to keep doing that.
But why didn't he shoot them at their fucking feet?
Them fucking things were all the way to their feet. Like, did you see?
No, they weren't. They were not to their feet.
At times they were, but
if they held them down, but if you look at the shot, it was waist length. He could have just shot him in the feet. Boom. Make them fucking legless.
You want to make them quadriplegic or what?
Yeah.
It's a little harsh. I mean, they're assassins.
Right. They're assassins. How is it harsh?
Because fucking assassins. They're asses.
Oh. Yes.
Asses and asses.
They're asses are ends.
Now, with the flashbacks, I noticed something. It's been a while since I've seen Attack of the Clones, but that scene where he's holding Jango's helmet and has that little like, puppy, where he's head bumping it. They kind of redid that. They didn't do the whole scene, but they kind of had like a close up of him holding the helmet. I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought
then,
it was.
Then it goes right into what happened after Jedi.
You know, it seems.
And then he mentions that all the dreams are happening again.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to comment. Thank you for bringing it up. It seems like they're going to keep doing this thing. He gets hurt. He goes to Bacta. It's making it sound like he gets hurt. He's addicted to feeling good from the Bacta. Plus, he gets to relive these memories.
Yeah.
This is twice now. He's gotten fucked up. He's putting Bacta. He's feeling good. He has these flashbacks. He leaves. First thing he says to the Gamorrean, get me to the back. After
Return of the Jedi, is this time period spent?
This is supposed to be like, what, 4 years after Return of the Jedi, I guess?
4 years?
About 4 years.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, because they're using the same actor, from Attack of the Clones. I'm just trying to kind of gauge it, like, yes, he's battle torn. He's battle damaged, I guess, with all the scars and whatnot. But just
most of the damage was from the Sarlacc, I'm assuming, the stomach acid, and then being in the sun from the Tusken Raiders.
That's true. That was a pretty badass scene too, though. Him.
Yes. Did you see that thing? Almost looked like the fucking Kraken from Clash of the Titans.
Well, yeah, with a mix of Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and then
Goro and Kraken had a love child to be that.
Day. Yeah, and they were made. The Kraken was of the sea. This one's of the sand. Then you have like that Return of the Jedi foreshadowing. Right? Is that the right word? Of, you know, how Leia killed Jabba with the chain.
Yes, he
kills it with the chain almost the same way.
Yep.
So that was pretty cool. I liked that. That was pretty badass.
I enjoyed that scene, and then I liked how the little kid, I guess, is talking what's going on. It looks like he's trying to get some of the glory.
Yeah. That's what I thought he was doing. I thought he was like, I killed this dude. Look what I said.
And the Tusken Raider chief is there. He just looks at Boba, like kind of nods his head and gives him the water as if to say,
he's full of shit.
Right. I know you did it. Just let the kid have his fun.
Oh, yeah. So that was pretty cool. So, like, how many episodes are they going to do? Is it going to be like this whole six deal or?
I'm under the assumption it's going to be about 9 episodes.
Yeah.
That would seem about right. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see more. For me,
oh yeah, but that would be just season, be good enough. Yeah,
it'll be good. For me, a perfect season would be like 10, 11 episodes.
Yeah.
This way you go into 2.5 months. That's almost a quarter of a year right there. It gives plenty of watch time for each episode.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they stay near an hour apiece. Not 42 minutes, not 45, but over 50. I mean, there's no commercials.
Yeah, the stories,
right. Yeah. There's no need for it to be under 50 minutes.
Now, you had said you just got into the Yellowstone TV show and you were watching 1883, which is a Yellowstone prequel. Yeah. Which one do you want to get into first? The prequel
or whatever the main show? Whatever you want.
Let's get into the main show. I mean, we could do the prequel since it's a little bit shorter, but yeah, let's do the prequel. Let's get into 1883.
Okay. Well,
what are your do's and your don'ts?
Do watch, don't understand. Here's why.
You don't like the Oregon Trail VR? Or is it in an IRL game in real life?
What are you talking about?
That's basically what it is. It's the Oregon Trail video game. You died of dysentery.
Well, they call it 1883 because that's when I guess, I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but that's when I guess they started leaving for the trail to go to the Midwest. I'm assuming Montana, so maybe near Texas. So they get everything and everyone ready, the supplies, they head out there. So it's 1883. That's when there's leaving. But there's lots of things that still don't make sense. What time period are they in every episode? Reason why I'm saying this. You got Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. That's the Dutton parents.
Yeah.
They have a daughter, Elsa, who she's fucking hot, dude. She reminds me of a non-drugged up Jennifer Lawrence. Wow. When you have a chance, look her up. She's touch yourself material, kind of, you know?
You go blind, but, boy.
What?
You'll go blind.
I already have a cataract, so I guess I've done it too many times. But you got her. She's a Dutton daughter. Then they have a little John Dutton. And here's what don't make sense. Is it the John Dutton from Yellowstone? If so, what
this is what I'm assuming you're getting into. Who is and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's a little kid, obviously. He is titled on IMDb, Little John Dutton.
Yeah.
So John Dutton in Yellowstone right now is supposed to be 60 years old. So if they have little John Dutton in 1883, what time period are they in?
Yeah.
Because if it's 1910, 1920, then John Dutton should be anywhere between 75 to 90 years old.
I knew you were getting there.
Right. Yeah.
Let me, this is what's confusing.
So now, is that John Dutton's father?
I'm going to get there.
Is Elsa the mother? They're not getting there yet.
Listen.
I am listening.
Tim McGraw is his great, great grandfather. In the last episode, we hear Kevin Costner, John Dutton, explain to the little orphan child, Carter, I think his name is Carter, but the one that Beth kind of takes under her guardianship, whatever.
Boy.
He explained to him that his grandfather, that he had said grandfather, great grandfather came here. So right, because they have been showing snippets of the Tim McGraw James Dutton in the last episode where he dies,
yes, and he's got two.
And then the first or second episode where he was. It was Tim McGraw's character and then his two boys, John and whoever the other kid is, coming into contact with some Indians who wanted to bury his father on that land.
Right.
We don't see the girl in that episode or in the episode where Faith Hill, where he's giving grace.
And there's no mentioning. So that's why I'm saying
she is going to either get killed or banished or whatever. We're going to get there. Right. We're going to get there.
Right.
Now,
I know, but
this John Dutton, this John Dutton is the grandfather, more than likely.
That's what I'm saying.
His father or his son, who is going to be Kevin Costner's father, more than likely named his son after his dad.
Right.
Because I don't believe they ever discussed his John Dutton's father's name. They showed him after he, you know, they took him for a ride and he died on the cliff, you know. So they're not connecting all the dots, all the specific dots. They're kind of like hinting, like to make your own assumptions. But that's that's where I'm, because I was in the same boat. I was like, if this is 1883 and it's a 5-year-old boy who has Kevin Costner, who at this time is like 60, or in this, his character is like 60-ish. So he had to be in his 90s or his 80s when he busted a nut.
Exactly. Bingo.
I knew you were getting there.
Right. And the show needs to clarify that a little better. What I am enjoying, though, is Sam Elliott. I've always been a huge Sam Elliott fan. I loved his movies. I liked the dramas he did, several westerns. I loved when he did The Ranch on Netflix. I was very sad when they canceled that. Very sad.
Great show.
So seeing him on this now, I'm totally digging and enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
I like how
he's done a lot of other westerns, like not like Hollywood releases, but like straight to DVD kind of stuff. And they're still,
you know, good. He makes money. He's still good. He's in demand. He's a good actor. He makes money.
Oh, yeah.
I love how he turned down the gypsy woman. You don't want none of me.
Yeah, and then Thomas wants to go. And Thomas is like, you don't want that old man. You want some of this dark meat, girl.
Yeah, he crusty. You don't want no crusty old man. That's what I was thinking, too. Is she's going to warm up to him, and they're going to have a little bit of jungle fever there.
That's I thought what I that was thinking. Pretty.
She's going to go to her. You want some brajol, baby? Let's warm on the fire.
I like that it's. Like, I'm all for classic John Wayne westerns, and you know, but it's that, you know, it's not the Roy Rogers, like, hey, you know, it was never that type back then. It was just like normal, everyday, like it is now, like movies like Unforgiven, you know, that are Tombstone and Wyatt, or all the 90s kind of movies, you know, they have that, it makes sense that that's the time period. You know what I mean? You can watch your John Wayne and your Roy Rogers and all your earlier westerns and still live in that kind of, like, you know, like what pops into mind is Zorro. I know Zorro's not a western per se, other than, you know, it's like
it takes place during that time period.
Exactly. And
during the conquistador period and the westerns and all that.
Yeah. So I like the setting. For me, wanting to get a feel for my ancestors, if you want to put it that way. You know, I'm from South Texas. I know
ancestors.
That's racist. You're not starting that now. Don't start it. But where I'm getting at is, like, you know, what was life like for my grandfather at a young age, and his dad, and this and that, and the history. Not to say that I'm a history buff, but I like history.
Yeah, it's good to know, man, and you should. Yeah. I know some of mine about my grandparents, both sides, the good and the bad. You know, people should want to learn about it. Not mine, I'm just saying their own.
Okay.
People don't want to know mine.
I'm like, is he making a joke or what? Where is he going with that one?
No, I got good and bad with.
I said good and bad. I thought you said good in the bed.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. So
no, I've got good and bad.
And bad. Yeah, we all do.
Both sides of my family.
So
I'm Sicilian. What do you expect?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
You want to talk about racist shit right there? That Chef Boyardee, fuck that guy.
He's what
started all this shit. How Taco Bell is offensive to you and that fucking little dog Chef Boyardee is for us.
I like that dog. I'm actually going to try and buy that dog's cameo.
Dude, you're kidding me. Just find the strangest chihuahua. Pretend it's him.
It's the dude from Reno 911. Oh,
he's got the Carlos dog.
Anazaki. Yeah, he's got a cameo. I had Francine. I paid Francine for a cameo. I just got to get it put on the YouTube and stuff. But
why?
I'm just a fan. It was cool. Anyway, you want to pass judgment on me, sir?
Hey, at least you didn't pay for aura protection, but I'm not going to get into that.
Maybe I did. Or did you? I was thinking about it.
You're kidding.
Right. I did LifeLock a long time ago, but I was broke, so I stopped after the free trial.
Right. You know my rant about that, right?
Yeah, you don't like the words aw.
No.
Bruh.
No. Dude, they don't catch the guy. You get all these alerts and everything. The guy is stealing your shit, working his magic. But the guy's not being caught by the police or anybody put behind bars. So you're paying $10 a month for them to tell you, hey, Joe Blow is trying to open a Macy's card.
Took my identity. You're basically calling...
What?
Yeah, him. Me? Like, hey, alert. This guy over here is trying to take your identity.
Oh, yeah. And then guess what? They'll stop that, but they're not stopping the person totally.
And pressing charges.
Right. So you keep paying every month for them to tell you the guy's going to keep doing this shit and he's not being caught. But see, that's when ingenuity, know-how, and a do-it-yourself attitude comes into mind. But people don't think that way.
And you go and find this motherfucker, smash his computer.
Well, there's certain ways
you can break his legs. You know what I mean? Hey.
There's certain things that could be done. I've spoken to two individuals that we know that have had issues with aura and how to solve that. So person A did that. Person B has not.
And person C is in the ocean.
Well, person C would be the guy who was trying to steal
shit. Who was stealing the shit. That's why he's in the ocean. O-chin.
Uh-huh.
O-chin. Back to Yellowstone. So, I've already talked about the first two episodes on the Popcorn and Chill. But what did you think about the sister-in-law? I guess she was James's sister. She wasn't related to Faith Hill's character. How they were kind of snooty.
The snooty bitch. I was happy when she...
Right?
I was like, good riddance. I was like,
they'd have left her the fuck up. They'd have left them all alone if she didn't throw a rock.
And the daughter, too.
Bitch. Yeah, then she wants to cry. The daughter.
Tell your wife to cover her ears, please.
Oh, she's gone.
Dude, that little girl was a snide little cunt. Sorry if I say the C word. It may offend some women. I really do not use that word. Now, normally the C word technically means bringer of life. It's a goddess. That's really, you know, what the word was pronounced for. Cunt, not ka, how it's pronounced. But
it was pronounced Toby.
I guess, I don't know. But America and everywhere else use it as a negative way.
Yeah.
But she definitely, that she girl, was,
they fit had that, attitude.
That moniker. She fit that moniker. But yeah, you could see Elsa, who plays the Dutton girl. She was a bit of a prima donna-ish, you know, you first see her on the train.
She's riding the train and just looking out the window like, oh, it's a... Almost like Disney Channel-esque. Like it's
yes,
a brand
bingo.
New world.
Exactly. The damsel in distress bullshit.
She's so blinded by the beauty and the fantasy of going west that she's not She's not looking at the peeping Tom sitting next to her, just like undressing her with her eyes and be like,
that's right.
You want to meet me in the city? And then Faith Hill comes and slaps the shit out of him, but she won't slap the shit out of her kid.
because you got some pretty lips.
Yeah, and so when her aunt is giving her shit, you'll hit the man, but you won't. You'll hit a stranger, but you won't hit your own daughter. Like, you won't put her in her place.
Now, see, that I kind of dug. That she I like. Got
the fuck out of her. That's like.
Yeah, good. I was like, good. The woman, the girl deserved it. But then afterwards, she just turned into fucking bitch times 10.
Judgy pants ass mother. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, when the girl got shot, I was like, oh, shit. Well, okay, good. You know, bye, bitch. I'm not going to miss her.
Exactly.
But then. I knew they were going to allude to that woman offering herself. I went, I opened up a beer. I'm counting down the seconds. I'm like, come on, come on, come on. And then Tim McGraw is like, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to stop her.
I'm like, dude, I gotta dig this bitch's grave.
No, no, don't stop her. Let her do it. Let her do it. Get her done. Let her do it. And then you just see.
Boom. They showed it. I see. I thought they were going to do the usual. You know, look at the caravan go, and then boom.
And then you hear boom, and then you just see the body. No, they fucking suck.
Like,
yeah, but they did it in a good way. It wasn't gory. Of course, it's CGI.
Shouldn't shoot herself, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, still, it was intelligently done.
Yeah.
It left nothing to the imagination. It was done tastefully.
Yeah.
I'm happy she went.
Now, your Paramount Plus, does it buffer? Do you stream it for? Do you stream it off your phone to your TV? Is it on your TV app?
I can stream it from the TV on Android TV or from my computer with Paramount Plus website.
And no buffering.
And you use Chrome and I can stream it to the TV. I got no buffer, nothing.
Okay.
I'm good.
I have an Apple TV on the TV. You know, that's where we watch our Philo, our Netflix, our Hulu's, you know, our Disney Plus. No issue. It
only
no
buffering. Buffer.
Peacock, Pluto TV, no buffering. Only Paramount TV goes. My girlfriend was watching The Quiet Place 2 when it came out, and she said like every other minute it would buffer and buffer.
That has to do with Paramount's Plus's servers. Yeah,
the servers. But I can mirror my phone or my tablet. The tablet and the phone still connected to Wi-Fi. The same Wi-Fi. The TV's hardwired. So for whatever reason, no buffering. So that boggles my mind. I had a friend of mine that said that buffers for him too. So I was like, okay, then it has to be the servers on Paramount Plus. They need to up their shit.
But then if you hardwire it, you don't get the buffering.
Yeah, you would think that. I still get buffering. So just a question.
I'd say hit pause when it plays, let it
load.
Download for like 20 minutes and then hit play. Go back to like your own. I can mirror
it off my phone. Yeah, I can mirror it off my phone and then still do shit on my phone. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you can mirror your phone, but you got to leave your phone over here or whatever and let it mirror. I can still be on Twitter and this and that, you know, check the game scores, all that crap. So
I got to start enjoying my technology more.
I got to start enjoying the fucking streaming services I pay for.
Dude, like, same
Paramount
with
TV has a lot of stuff on there.
And yeah, it does. So
I got
paper
Peacock. Peacock has a lot of stuff
on
there.
I got Peacock too. But see, there's only two or three good shows that I enjoy right now. Everything else can go to hell.
I don't watch the
network that much unless it's a pay-per-view. I don't watch Hulu unless Wu-Tang is on.
Yeah. You know, when Letterkenny came back, I just thought of that right now.
Well, guess what series I found out was canceled on Hulu?
What's that?
Nosferatu. The vampire Dracula. Yeah.
It was a show?
It was a series. They canceled it. It did not get good ratings after the second or third season. I was like, son of a bitch. And that was a good series.
Now, I had gotten a free Apple TV for like a month or two. I think it was like I'd upgraded my phone or whatever and came up with, here's a free Apple TV Plus. So that's why I got into Ted Lasso. But I'm not going to renew it because there's nothing really on there.
Right, exactly. There's nothing on
there. Other than the Ted Lasso. Yeah. And like Dexter, I've been
Dexter.
Seeing that.
The one with Jason Momoa, his show.
Oh, what was that one called? Aquaman?
No. I mean, he played Aquaman, but.
Yeah, no, I'm just like.
What's it called? Say, I think it's called. Or see, that's it. He's blind. Mm. His tribe is like, they're all blind people, I guess, or something like that.
And he can see?
No.
Oh.
Well, if he can or not now, I have no fucking clue. But at the time, he couldn't see. But that was one of the premier shows on the Apple TV. But they literally have nothing. It's like Amazon. That's why I don't do Prime or Prime Video. I only watch The Boys.
Yeah.
Or some Amazon specials that they're created, like special TV shows that are one-offers or movies. There's no new use for me to have Amazon then.
I'll watch House. I'll watch some George Carlin. I'll watch the stand-ups and stuff. And then like Def Comedy Jam. Stuff that's on Prime. Because a lot of times Prime will have it available for Prime. And like a week or two later, it's gone. Or you have to pay for it to rent it. So... But there's some stuff on there I like. Like, I've been watching House, rewatching the episodes of House, and what was it? The other show. The Def Comedy Jam, and then a bunch of George Carlin specials. And it's just iffy. Like, I know, and that's the same thing with Netflix. It's like, part of you wants to keep the service because of these shows and this and that, but it's always just that one or two show. And then... something happens or like another, like the way Squid Game kind of came out of nowhere and everybody was loving it. And then
that made you want to get that right.
Yeah. And then of course Netflix is, you know, ad free. And like, I don't mind the ads. I'll watch, what is it? The Peacock version I have is ad free. It's the lower, you know, the $5 one or whatever. Yeah, but
that's what I got.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like Dexter, like I'm not going to buy a Showtime add-on package to whatever I have, whether it's Hulu or whatever. I have my own ways of finding that episode. If you
exactly, yes, I know.
And so I've been catching up. I've just caught up to the fourth episode. I know there's six or seven out, and it's really good. I mean, I've been enjoying it. I think it's good to go back to that character in the episodic mini story, you know, season telling than a movie. Let's say mini Saints-esque where they just throw everything in 2 hours and say, here you go. So I knew that was one of your wrap-ups about mini Saints, was that they could have did all this in like another season or another show itself. You're not season, but a show.
So. Movie made no sense. A lot of people are still ratting on it. A lot of people. You know it's bad when the actors do it too.
Yeah, but I listened to Joey Diaz, and I thought he did pretty good. I mean, for the minute, as short as his screen time was, it was
for what he talks about it. His screen time was in his role, yes.
Yeah,
because for him, it was a big thing. He hasn't done main roles in a long time. He's noted more for stand-up. For him, this was fantastic.
Yeah.
To me, this is one of John Bernthal's worst roles.
What was that new one that he was in? Wasn't he in that one about Serena Venus, his dad? That
I have no, I don't know.
King Arthur.
I just know he did Punisher and the Sopranos movie.
Well, see, Punisher and all them characters are canon now.
Supposedly, they're Netflix canon to the so-called Marvel multi-universe or whatever they're going to dub it now.
I always thought they were canon, and you would think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be canon, but they just said nope. And they can't, not only did they can the show, but they actually recast.
It was ABC, Disney,
Mockingbird. Yeah, the Mockingbird is actually the chick married to Hawkeye. So I thought that was kind of weird, but I always thought it was weird to begin with when they came out with that show, because how the fuck are you going to bring Phil Coulson back? And then, oh, they just redid his mind and.
Yeah, the Tahiti program.
Yeah.
I
like the show. The show was good, but.
But see, it would have lasted longer if it didn't have a first three dry seasons. I know they got to try to tell a story, but it wasn't until they started picking up, I think, the third season with the Hydra stories. That's when it picked up. First
was
two
it the
seasons.
Third or the first season? Because the first season kind of...
Third season. The first one was in Hydra.
You're talking about the Winter Soldier, Captain America, where old Hydra still a thing.
No. No. Where the guy that was one of the agents wound up being Hydra, was a double agent. Was, I think, the third season.
Pretty sure it was the first one. You're talking about, you're not talking about Bill Paxton. You're talking about the younger guy that was, oh, he's on Chicago Fire now. I can't think of the guy's name.
Me either. Paul Dark. Say it, that guy. Yes.
Yeah, that was the first season. The second season was.
No, that wasn't the first season.
Yeah, the show came out in 2013 to 2014. Captain America Winter Soldier came out in 2014.
But this had nothing to do with Captain America Winter Soldier.
Not the story or nothing, but like the whole Hydra's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. But that's not what I'm talking about, though. It picked up with the Hydra story itself, third season. It was boring and bland, the first two. The only thing they had going for them was Absorbing Man, Carl Creed. That was the only thing they had going for him, for them. And he was what? The basis of several episodes of the first season. After that, it was really dry. The second,
what was that black dude's name?
Deathlok.
Okay,
that was a great character. There was more they could have done with him, a lot fucking more. They even introduced the Inhumans. There was so much.
Yeah,
more
that's where it kind of. I was like that, and when they were off.
That's because that yes, and that's because they fucked up with that.
Then they went back in time. I haven't seen an episode since. They were off planet with that blue guy who was a Kree.
Yes. And they fucked that up too. You know, they could have done that and then worked in the Inhumans great. They didn't do too much though. Kept it bland, I feel, because they came out with the Inhumans TV show. If you remember. If you don't remember, okay.
I never saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
Black Bolt, they made kind of dull. The whole series was fucking dull. Their main villain was the guy who played Ramsay and Bolton in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Good actor.
No, Game of Thrones, fool. If you're gonna drop names from awesome shows, get the shows right.
I said Game of Thrones.
I thought I said Lord of the Rings.
No, I said Game of Thrones, Ramsay Bolton.
I'm gonna rewind this.
So he played Black Bolt's brother,
something like that. Yeah, I never got into the show. I just know that there was a big ass dog.
The show was terrible. Tuning fork. So fucking boring. That show. Black Bolt is supposed to be one of the most powerful fucking characters in all of Marvel, almost Omega level. That his fucking voice can shatter a planet. They fucking dulled him. They dulled almost the whole friggin' family. That whole TV show could have been better, but it got watered down because of what they did on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to introduce them and the obelisks and all that stuff, and how Agent Snow got her powers.
It's supposed to awaken your inhuman powers and stuff, right?
Yes, that some people that it'll awaken, some it won't. So that's how Quake got her power. So she's an inhuman. Then you find out her mother's an inhuman and blah, 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 blah. If they would have just kept it like that, that would have been great. They ran off on a tangent and did not know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
Dude, that inhuman show should have been so much better than what it was. I really, for my own personal viewing pleasure, I truly hope that they would try to resurrect it. I really do. So for those who are listening, Joey had to step away for a moment, so you're stuck with me. So hope I haven't offended anybody. If so, I apologize. But yeah, if you want, let Joey know what your thoughts are on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or what could have been the better Inhumans episodic television show that they made. What are your thoughts about either two? What are your thoughts on Spider-Man, Yellowstone, or 1883? Think he's going to have a Spider-Man discussion at some point? Not quite sure. And he returns. Hello, Joey. How are you? I was telling the listening audience, hope I didn't offend them.
You just told them that I just left the screen.
Well, if people are watching this on video, they're going to see it anyway.
Yep, that is true. I went to the baño, everybody. I had to take a tinkle.
I did not divulge what you had to do. It's none of anybody's business.
I think I just fucked myself right there. Anyways, back. All right. So,
but wait,
we went on a tangent. We went off.
Yes, we did.
Let's get back to Yellowstone. Now, shout out to fellow brand member.
See, I love when we go off on tangents. I love it. I love it.
Why are you talking like William Shatner?
Because I can. I love, I enjoy going off on tangents.
Well, like I said, shout out to Troy. I remember when Vince was doing the Discord and I mentioned Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I just got into it this past year. I know, right? Shame on me.
Well, no, and, shame on me, because if you remember, I was shitting on it. If you remember, I would shit on that
really?
Show. Yeah, you know, because I got it confused with Dude, I got it confused with Longmire. Because to me, all that cowboy and Indian crap is the same stuff.
It kind of is. I mean, have you ever seen Banshee? Right. Have you ever seen Banshee on Showtime or Cinemax?
No.
Dude, you have to get into, you have, what I think it's on, do you have HBO Max?
Yes.
Dude, look up Banshee. You'll thank me later. No bullshit. Check
they
it
show
out.
Boobies. They show boobs.
It's Cinemax, of course. All right, it's like a naked Amish chick.
All right, I'm watching. Okay. Gotta love me some Mennonite.
I like me watching me naked Amish girls churn butter. She's showing ankle.
Hey, listen, when they churn that butter, that's good forearm strength for certain things, bro.
I got into Banshee with my brother.
Know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Know what I'm saying? It's good forearm strength for certain stuff. Yeah, just picture the motion.
Kung Fu grip.
They got that. That's right.
But yeah, Longmire is a good show too. But yeah, I think you were saying something like after a while, it kind of puts you to sleep.
Yes, it put me to sleep. And I saw the first four episodes of Yellowstone. I got bored with it. And of course, I would watch shows after I have vodka eggnog or vodka and Coke or some other things with vodka and like an ibuprofen or a Tylenol. And just to prove that it's a Tylenol, or ibuprofen.
When they Tylenol threes.
What the hell is a Tylenol three?
I don't know. It's like a superpowered, like a Megatron of Tylenol.
Yeah, no.
Nah. Omicron, just, if you will.
Yeah, no. Nah, I just take like the 500 milligram Tylenol shot of vodka and I'm all right. But it's because of that and I'll get tired and I'll get bored. Yes, and then I confuse Yellowstone with Longmire.
And the neighbors come and poke you, thinking you're a dead body.
Nah, no neighbors.
So,
but, yeah. After
so you caught up afterwards, but basically you continue.
I have seen some of the last episodes of season 7 and all of season 8 so far. And I absolutely love it. I really do.
Season 8 of Yellowstone?
Yes, sir.
Are you from the future?
Dude, I mean season 4. Sorry. Hey, I just had a hard cider and a Tylenol.
And you give me shit about gummies. You're out there drinking alcohol and taking pills.
Hey, the only bad thing I said was season 8. Let's not chastise.
I hope they go to season 8. I hope it doesn't.
I really hope so, too, because there's lots of possibilities now that they can do with what they've done the past 2-3 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And now with this kid.
You want to know what annoys the fuck out of me of this season? How the fuck is the Indian chick going to be jealous of the other Indian chick?
Which with Indian Casey, chick?
Casey's wife. You remember how Casey was going to look for those horses?
Uh-huh.
And then,
he oh yeah!
To find out it was Indian the girl chick. That used to work on the ranch.
Yes, that on the Indian chick was.
And the other and his wife
good.
Was like
she was oh, cute. She.
And bitch, didn't you fuck some dude before you got back with Casey or whatever?
I know.
Fucked the trainer.
Yes, she did.
She's like the fucking Skyler of this show. Like, right, fuck you, bitch.
But they're not going to bring that up. They're going to have you think now, oh, is he going to cheat on the wife because she said something? And that other Indian chick is fucking cute, bro. Oh, that is one fucking cute girl. They're all.
I think she was a stripper before she went out to the ranch or something like that.
Well, let me, you know, hey, listen, you got another peril going on right now because of Jimmy.
Oh, but dude, that's another thing.
I know, because when he gets back. You're
going to give me an ultimatum about this new chick when you were telling me it's either. She didn't give him, the new chick from Texas didn't give him no shit about the Yellowstone branding. Nothing.
No.
She didn't even care that it was there. And even when he said he had to go because he gave him his word, she was, I'll wait.
And the contract is over.
Because that bitch from Texas.
Because she loves him too.
Exactly.
She was waiting to hear from Jimmy. Will you wait for me?
Bullshit.
And Jimmy said yes. So now Jimmy has to make a fucking decision. What's going to happen? I was hoping you were going to bring that up. Because I want to see, yes, I want to see how they're going to end this off with this last episode and go into the new one. Kick that
bitch out.
I bet you 10 to 1.
I don't want no more females here. Rip gave
him a
check for the work.
No, she's still there. She is still there.
I know the other chick is the one that's fucking Walker.
No, the Indian.
The one that was fucking Lloyd. That's the reason why Lloyd is like, he did the shit he did.
Yes,
but the crazy.
The other Indian chick, I think, is still there.
That makes sense. I don't know, but like she.
Well, all right, listen. I could be wrong. If she did take off, okay, fine. If not, and she's still there, wouldn't it be fucked up if they like leave it off with Jimmy going there and they see each other and they're about to talk and then poof, end of scene, you got to wait till next season?
Probably. I know I had seen somewhere that Taylor Sheridan or someone was telling me that he actually bought the ranch. The 4 6s. Or he went in it with some other people. And then when I was doing the Yellowstone, I was going through the Wikipedia and it looks like he's going to make a 4 6s spinoff show.
So my bought
Jimmy's going to go back to the 4 6s. And
so then, are you talking real life or
that the curator Taylor? Yeah. Real life. He went in and bought the ranch.
Okay, good, because they can continue with that shit. Because honestly, in real life, those are real ranches.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people don't know this.
I didn't know it either.
Yeah, well, you know now. You know places like that, Montana, Texas, lots of the Midwest, South Missouri, they do it. You got your conservations, you got your reservations, and it's all protected land.
Hmm.
Government, you may have government involved. But it's protected land, conservatories, parks, ranches, you know, preserving the way of life for nature, ranchers, all that. So lots that people may see on Yellowstone is somewhat factual. Those are real things that happen. And I'm happy they do that. You know, if this guy's going to buy the ranch, good fucking good for him.
I just brought it up on the Wikipedia. It says it's not a big long one, but it's 4 6s TV series.
I bet it's an upcoming television
series created by Taylor Sheridan for Paramount Network. It is based on the 4 6s ranch. Nothing else. No other information.
Good. I'd like to see a show, and maybe it'll be with Jimmy and that other woman.
That's what I'm thinking. And like whenever they brought it up that, Jimmy's going to go learn to be a cowboy, basically go to cowboy school. And then
go cowboy up. Stuff,
it made sense that, why are they talking about this? And so it all makes sense now, but
that's right.
It's still fuzzy. But like, that's the thing. The barrel racing chick did nothing but bring bullshit. She made it. She loves giving ultimatums. She's like, it's either the rent. It's either you stop doing what you love, which is, you know, bronc busting. What is he riding? Is it bull riding or bronc riding?
I think it was bronco busting.
Bronco bust. That's what I thought. Yeah. And then be your own man if you want me. Basically, it's saying if you want me.
In other words, she don't want no scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like, look at her. She ain't no better almost.
Like, fuck are you doing?
Like, I would rather have giving... this girl from Texas than that
other bitch. She put on the first date.
Well, nah, it's not just, well, I mean, that's a huge plus. I mean, for me, maybe, but it's just she seems more genuine, more kind. She's nicer. You know, it seems like somebody like, you know, you lay a fart in front of a girl. You know, she's the type of girl to like giggle or go, oof, you know, what the hell did you eat? Compared to
play with you instead of being like, oh my, like right. disgusted and now she's pissed off at you.
Right. Instead of being prudish.
That's why I'm with my girl. We fart in that's front of good. Each other and we laugh.
But that's how it should be. You have to be happy with, you gotta really be happy in many ways. If you could be yourself with someone that you love in general. Yeah,
and comfortable.
Yes, that's success. Yeah. Don't marry for money.
Looks. How do people see me
education,
when I'm with this person? Yeah.
That was my downfall. I was worried more about eye candy for marriage than brains. And I suffered for it. Yeah.
No.
I'm going and leaving a $70,000 a year job in retail fucking management to move out to the Midwest. And I'll leave it at that. Because, you know, the idea, well, I was younger too, but the idea of marrying the blonde-haired, blue-eyed virgin preacher's daughter, you know, that scenario, you know, it felt like I was putting myself over, you know, having the Google eyes on her and the oohs and ahs and, yeah, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I should have went with the other girl who was just as pretty, who I felt would have been my match. She worked at a fucking airline and she was a bartender and she let me nail her on the fucking pool table. The problem was after that, I got a boyfriend. You son of a fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
Then you tell me you got to, and here's to top it off. I went to school with the guy. I knew who it was. So she says, listen, we all know you could take him. I said, that doesn't matter. We all have the same friends, everything. And now you? That's the one I wanted to be with. And that's the one I didn't pursue and went with the other.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
On that note,
but yeah, Yellowstone. well, no, if you're going to leave it now, let me go to the Carnage, Venom with the bartender. Because that'll lead into something, because you mentioned Spider-Man as well. But I won't go into Spider-Man.
How come you didn't say it earlier? But that's because you forgot.
No, I actually didn't forget. I just didn't want you to think I was trying to interrupt you or throw you off because you commented on it. But anyway,
what's your thing? What's going on?
There's lots of speculation and talks that this is due to not the blip, but from the Time Bureau, from Quang. From
Loki TVA,
TVA. Yeah, that this is due to that. So that's why they unblipped, I guess you could say. Because the first time you saw Carnage in the hotel room and on the TV, when you saw J. Jonah Jameson, what are they saying? Supposedly that was after the 5 years was over. From Thanos and people reappeared or appeared or something like that. And now this new thing that was done by the time the TVA unblipped them or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Because then that's what's making them, because they're saying due to the TVA shit, that's creating all this multiverse idea stuff. You know, not everything has to include Dr. fucking Strange and a multiverse.
Okay, now
even though
you're saying the stuff that happened in Loki is what caused them.
Was what caused
Venom or
Venom.
They all kind of dissipated the same way.
Right. So what they're saying is in that bartender scene, they're saying now that they're unblipped because of what the TVA did. Okay, the first post-credit scene in a Venom film you saw they were in the hotel or something like that. Okay. Now with the second one, they're in a bar. So now what the
time he's still in Mexico, right? Or something like he was.
They were still there and they were in a bar. So supposedly what the TVA did and Quang undid that and put them back into their own universe now.
So it wasn't Doctor Strange. Who said that?
I read it in a couple of places that it had to do with that. And then they're like, well, they can make it from Doctor Strange and everything. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, why can't you just fucking introduce them anyway? Even though it is still a Sony property, and I'm assuming for Spider-Man No Way Home, there had to be lots of licensing talk and collaboration just to get Maguire, Garfield, and the other mentions of those Sony properties on the new Spider-Man film. So I mean, why can't they just leave it MCU in general? No multiverse shit.
Well, because every time when they bought the when they got the film rights, each studio, you know, like, oh, Fox got X-Men and Fantastic Four, Sony got Spider-Man, all that stuff. Because MCU, the Marvel Studios, wasn't what it is now. Iron Man,
agreed.
Hulk, Thor, the event first Avengers made that a staple, basically.
Right.
And then but yet they still had contracts, the film rights for over here for so long. That's why, whenever the Fantastic Four movie, that shitty one in 2015 dropped.
Oh, God, that was fucking terrible.
Well, basically to keep the rights, for Fox to keep the rights. Before Disney bought, said, fuck it, and bought everything. Right. But now,
Yeah, but wait.
Here's my question. What universe do you think Morbius is in?
That I'm happy you mentioned that, because now I'll bring this up. I know and understand all you said. Wouldn't it be just a lot fucking easier if they just now said it like this? All the Sony properties are now part of the current Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Technically, all everything now that was ever Marvel movie, like Spider-Man, X-Men, is all quote-unquote MCU. Because they're saying, aren't they saying like Wolverine or Professor X is supposed to come in the multiverse and the Doctor Strange sequel?
Yeah, but see, they're not calling it the Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe. It's a Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. See what I'm saying?
Something
now?
Like that.
Can't they just say, okay, now these Sony properties are canon, Fox properties are canon. So now with Morbius, it's going to be the same thing, because it should be, because it was part of the Andrew Garfield Spider-Verse from Sony. Okay, because it's supposed to be the same licensing as the Vulture.
So yeah, Morbius he's supposed to be in the movie, right? I'm looking at that right now. Like,
yeah,
the
cast. Morbius is supposed to be under the Sony banner and from Amazing Spider-Man line.
So it says here, okay, Michael Keaton reprises his role as Adrian Toomas, which is Vulture.
So he's in that property but now. He's in that continuity.
But see, there's that poster with murderer, a poster of Spider-Man in the streets or the alley, whatever. It says murder graffitied on it. But the Spider-Man they say it's like the Tobey Maguire design. Then you have him
Sam Raimi design, but it is.
And then they're saying that, well, because he sees a bad guy or something, he tells him, who are you? And then he goes, I'm Venom. No, I'm just kidding. And then you have the Vulture, where he's talking to him, hey, see you around, Doc, or whatever. So it kind of confuses, but at the same time, they're saying maybe this takes place during this whole, who knows, I'm Spider-Man, and everybody kind of came in at the end.
Which falls into more the Amazing Spider-Man.
Like they're saying Kraven came through or something.
But Kraven could be either or. That's why I'm saying most of these characters now are going to be under the Amazing Spider-Man that was Andrew Garfield. Yeah. So
it would have made sense for the Venom to be in his world as Spider-Man and kind of.
But it's supposed to be its own Venomverse. So you don't know which Spider-Man it's with. And I'd want it
to be with the Amazing Spider-Man universe. Like the Venom, the Morbius.
Thank you.
Because it's got that dark tone.
And it's the only one that fucking makes any sense.
Really. Exactly. Exactly.
Please don't fucking put it with Tom Holland shit.
Yeah.
Fucking please. Josh, yeah. You don't want to hear me go on about that.
See, that was my theory to begin with, but like, because they've always wanted, because Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2, shit the bed for some reason, where people are like, nah, I'm good. I haven't gone back to rewatch it. I want to rewatch
it. It was a decent yeah. movie.
It was the dark night of that Spider-Man. Like, you got the old school Batman.
Agreed.
Returns.
It was a little too slow. It was a little too dark and morbid.
Felt more like the cartoon live action.
Yes.
Which I love the cartoon.
And that was fantastic. But I liked the Amazing Spider-Man. This one was
kind of like, yeah, like the Dark Knight Rises. And that Christopher Nolan kind of, it's dark. It's still the same deal. And then we got the Tom Harlan, which is part of the, I love how, spoiler, that basically the Aunt May is the Uncle Ben, great power, that kind of, and then nobody knows I'm Spider-Man. It went back to the fundamentals of a Spider-Man. Now, I'm friends with Iron Man, and I love how they did it, though. But at the same time, I love how it kind of went back, and we're gonna see where that goes. I'll leave the Spider-Man talk to that of the movie, but the whole Venom, the whole topic of Venom and Morbius being in some a Spider-Man universe, it has.
I love that, and I hope Disney Marvel continues to put out those properties from Sony now that they bought into the licensing.
Do you mean the villain, single villain movies or like, because people were talking about doing
anything that has to do with that property line, whether it's Spider-Man 3, Venom, Morbius, Vulture.
Amazing. I should say Amazing. Andrew Garfield. They want to do another Andrew Garfield.
Good.
Who knows what their plans are? I know it was
cool. I will enjoy anything that's put out as a Spider-Verse Sony property, no matter almost what character it is.
More like a kind of like, okay, this movie is about like Morbius, Venom. You got Kraven the Hunter.
Right. Anything that has to do with Sony property Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like Black Cat. Black, too.
Blade. I wonder if
Blade was supposed to have something. They dropped the ball on it.
But like in the cartoons, I remember Blade was always chasing Morbius.
Dude, they had the live action series and that got the ball dropped after one season.
Oh yeah, I mean the Blade Trinity kind of fucked the ball.
Well, that movie, the Blade, go check out if you haven't seen it, the Blade series.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember watching it.
They dropped the ball on that, bro. That could have been so fucking good. They really dropped the ball. But see, I enjoy all that more because it seems more adult oriented. Mm-hmm. It's not like the past several Spider-Man movies that were conveyed fun yet silly. And I'm not knocking Tom Holland. He's a good Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
In my view, he's good. It's just the movies that he's in. When he's in the Avenger movies, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Turn down a little, the funny a little bit. For me, it'd be perfect. Other than that, I love him when he's the Avengers. When he's in his own movies, I want a flamethrower, the fucking projection screen. I just can't stand it. I can't. If No Way Home was not as good as it was, first off, I'm shocked I even paid to go see it. Okay.
I paid twice.
I paid to see it. Something like that. I'm going to pay and watch instead of watching it at home on HBO, whatever the hell it is. I did that.
Oh, did you see that the Batman is going to come out on HBO Max, but they're doing a Disney? They're not the same day. They're doing like Disney's doing, like 30, 45 days after the theatrical release.
Oh, that's good.
Because I thought that was a good deal for what Disney did. Like, hey, it's coming out in theaters. If you really want to see it, go buy the see it. And then.
Right. But see, that's what fucked Black Widow.
Yeah.
Because you had theaters and movie at the same time, and then Scarlett Johansson.
Nobody
like,
knew what the fuck's to do, and so they said, "Fuck it, everything's gonna come
exactly.
out on exactly. like 2021 HBO Max same day, boom."
I agree with you, and then ScarJo's like, "Yo, where the fuck's my money? You
but said hers, this yeah,
was theatrical release only.
Yeah,
what's this shit? I would be pissed too. You know, but
yeah, she can make another fucking movie.
Oh, she could do a lot of things, like more nude picture leaks." But hell fucking yeah. But yeah, I want to see more. You mentioned Batman.
Yeah, because Shang-Chi came out. What?
Don't even get me started on that movie.
I haven't even seen it. Listen, you can't see it, but.
Well, wait.
Batman is doing the kind of same thing. Like, but they said 45 days. I think it's like April. In April, it's going to be on HBO Max. So if you really want to see it, which I kind of really want to do.
Watching it at theater. See, I wish that it would be 2 months to 3 months and not 45 days. Because they're going to lose more money at a box office than they will HBO Max.
I mean,
keep it in the box office for at least 2 to 3 months.
Look what The Matrix did. I mean, obviously, it's in that whole HBO Max same day, 2021. Yeah. That one came out, and it was, they said that the box office, and what the fuck is that one? Trolls.
I fell asleep during that movie.
I'm not done talking.
I know.
Okay, now I'm done. No, Trolls 2 was higher at the box office than Matrix.
Get out of here.
That's what it said. They said that the Trolls 2 opening weekend made more money, or not say opening weekend, but like box office wise, because Matrix came out Wednesday and was last Wednesday or this past? No, well, yeah. I'm looking at my wrong calendar. Whenever Matrix dropped that same weekend, whatever, Trolls 2 did more at the box office than The Matrix because it was the same day release. More people saw it at their homes. More people shit on it because, for whatever reason. And we can get into it with Everett when we talk about The Matrix. But you said you fell asleep. How the fuck do you fall asleep?
Easily. Because you mentioned Shang-Chi.
You had vodka and...
Nope, I had nothing. You mentioned Shang-Chi. So Shang-Chi was another. Please do not waste your money, because now what they're saying is, because it had to do with Spider-Man No Way Home, they're trying to badmouth Spider-Man and the new thing that's out now as far as a sickness that I won't name, blaming that for the huge drop for this past weekend again in sales. And they're saying Shang-Chi did better, and so did The Last Jedi, something along those lines. So they're trying to, several websites are doing this, including Forbes. So they're trying to knock Spider-Man because they like Shang-Chi and Last Jedi better, supposedly, from what I read. Don't watch Shang-Chi, watch Spider-Man No Way Home. The Matrix, I should have viewed it on HBO Max. If I'm going to fall asleep, at least I would have done
it. You saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
The fuck for? It's on HBO Max.
Because, again, a big movie like that, the sound effects, everything. I want the ambiance and the overall feel. So I go to the movie, and I sit in a nice, comfortable seat, well, somewhat comfortable. And it moves back, kind of reclines, and I sit there. I eat the popcorn.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I haven't been to the movie theater since the last Spider-Man movie. I want to say that, but I'm pretty sure.
Are you talking about cutting people off?
I'm not driving.
Are you talking about cutting people off?
Oh, man. Go ahead. My bad.
The soda is what woke me up. I must have fell asleep for 10 minutes. The soda, I must have let go of it open. It spilled all over me. It was all over the place. That woke me up real quick. Then I get up, kick the popcorn. That was more action.
Kick the popcorn.
Yeah, I know. I know, Joey.
Yeah.
But that right there was more action than what I was watching in The Matrix. And it was kind of hard to follow. Why even remake this movie? Just why?
It wasn't really I get where you come with. I say, why go back to it? Why even make a sequel? The ending was the ending. That was it. That was the end of the story.
I agree with you.
The beginning. I'll get into it a little bit, but just the whole. Him being a game developer, and the game that he's famous for was the the Matrix. So the whole stuff that he actually went through is now a figment of his imagination.
Right.
And it's a fucking, it's a game that he, you know, that he's right. a crazy person. What he, you know, how the machines right. so, aren't stupid. So.
Right. Yeah. So why even make and do all that then and have Neo create all that shit? If you're then going to dog almost every character in there, you fucking bring them back just to over-glorify one or two.
Yeah.
That's why people are comparing this to The Last Jedi and people are getting pissed about that comparison. Why?
I'm thinking to be pissed off about The Force Awakens. But yeah, I get what you're in.
Well, either one of them. Why? Because it was a couple of young people, maybe, whoever they were, who pitched an idea. Somebody said, okay, they wrote the movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was the person
we'll get into it with Everett. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, why? There's other things they could have done. Go watch a fucking thing.
Here's one. Here's where I wanted to go. Because, like I said, I haven't been to a movie theater since at least the last Star Wars movie or Spider. I think it was the last Star Wars movie because that one came out, what, 2019? At the end of Christmas, about 2 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that was the last time I went to the movie theater. I'm paraphrasing. The place that I go to apparently has now a popcorn dispensary where you don't get the popcorn from the people at the concession, you know, the scoop and boom, bob from the top. Fresh pop, you've worked there. Fresh popcorn at the top. There's no kernels, nothing. This dispensary, or with dispenser, I don't call it dispensary. Motherfuckers be thinking I'm talking about weed. You put the bucket or the bag or whatever under like a soda machine and you push a button, it drops popcorn into your bucket, fills your popcorn bucket. I was getting nothing, every other handful, kernels, small bits and pieces, because everything that falls to the bottom was the first thing to go into your bucket. So I'm hot about that bullshit. Second thing I'm hot about is this little shit that was sitting next to me. See, I took my nephew. The first time I took my nephew, I didn't know my nieces wanted to go see this movie. That's why I went the second time. I took them the following day. So that time was fine. But the first time I was sitting with my nephew, he's on my right-hand side. Some family was on the left-hand side of me, a mother, a grandmother, and her kids and grandkids. This fucking kid hits my left elbow about three fucking times before I just decided to do this shit. Say, fuck leaning, fucking join my elbow space. I'm just going to lean to my left. My nephew, I mean, he's, you know, pay, move over, okay, whatever, you know. I'm not going to have some little shit kick me about three times and be like, okay, whatever. You know, I'm not that person. Be like, hey, you know, someone else's kids, you know. But the grandma at the end of the movie, for some fucking reason, decides to clap and yay, like we just landed after a successful airplane flight. First of all, why the fuck are y'all clapping? Why the fuck are you clapping at the end of an airplane flight? That's stupid.
And this yay, lady, we're like, alive. Yay.
Yeah, we survived.
Yay. Yay.
So why the fuck is this lady clapping and making like, yay, the movie's over? Like, the bitch was like, if first of all, she would be getting up like every other fucking minute.
Maybe she wanted to get the hell out of there and get away from everybody.
I wish she would have got and stayed the fuck away. Back and forth. Grandma, you go to the restroom. I get that. Okay, cool. I already knew what was going to at the end of the movie, you know. TikTok ruined it for me. I mean, I'd say ruined it, but I was looking for it. But anyways, you know.
So you're at fault.
I'm at fault for looking, watching TikTok. No, the people recording it and posting on TikTok are at fault. Not my fault.
I wanted listen, to see what the, yeah, but you to,
before yeah, I paid see, to see what they saw and the rest of the movie.
Yeah, but see, you got to take most of the blame because you saw it after what they
Why
posted.
Why the fuck are you wearing Matrix glasses?
Because we were talking about the Matrix.
So if we talk about naked like, blondes, you're going to have a like, doll in the background too?
I wish. These are like John Lennon, John Lennon spectacle testicle things.
John Lennon? Heard that fool died.
Yeah.
What's that movie that came out that Peter Jackson did? The best, was it Best of Us or whatever? The one that Vince is saying is all CGI deepfake.
I have no clue. Lots of the Beatles movies that were recommended, I did wound up not liking or watching.
Man. So,
you know, somebody mentioned being the Ricardos, and he said he was going to watch it. He was interested in being the Ricardos. Oh, yeah, is the story. Yes. Did you see it?
Not yet. I was thinking about watching it, but I just got back in the house.
Take the movie with a grain of salt.
Okay? Nicole Kidman as Nicole Lucille Kidman. Ball.
Now, she does a good voice as Lucille Ball, but a little too skinny, little too much plastic surgery on the face. Now, Lucille Ball was kind of tall, I guess.
I love the fact woman
at 5'9", but she was way too skinny, Nicole Kidman. Lucille Ball had curves. Mm-hmm. May not have been really big-chested, but she had a good woman shape. Nicole Kidman was way too thin.
It's like olive oil.
Too much of like...
Popeye.
Yeah, I don't know if she had a plastic surgery kind of done, or maybe that was some kind of face-altering software that they used in the movie digitally.
Or like makeup?
Kind of, yeah. Like a de-aging software or software to make her look more like Lucille Ball. But when you see it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I didn't like a few of the directions they were going in that movie. You'll have to make a call for your son. I say this because
I have to check it out.
I was a big fan.
I wanted to watch
not just the reruns of I Love Lucy, but also in the 80s, Lucille Ball had a TV show. And I liked that comedy. I liked those kind of comedies. You know,
which one was it? Was it the one with her kids?
Lucille Ball Show.
Something like that, right? That she had one with her son and her daughter? Little Ricky?
I don't know if it had them. I know it's just called, it was a variety show that she had.
Oh, okay.
She was on it. I liked it. But I like those type of comedies. I like those older stars, like Robert Brooks, Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner. What they call, and this will sound offensive, people, what they call
my number slaps, offend people.
Slapstick or what's that? Sketch comedy was also called Jewish humor out of New York, because a lot of Hollywood was ran by Jewish in New York in the early stages of Hollywood, especially through RKO Pictures, some Warner Brothers. So they honestly had good sitcom or sketch comedy movies or entertainment musicals like Ziegfeld Follies. A lot of that quote unquote old timey stuff was good stuff. And a lot of it was good old New York humor. You don't get that anymore. You know, so that's why I like being the Ricardos, because it reminded me of those shows in that time and what went around. But if you're a fan of them in general, or even Desi Arnaz, you'll like the movie.
Yeah. Now, what I was going to get into was that the studio that they ran, her and Ricky, or her and Desi.
Desi Lou.
They came up with the multicam shooting, recording.
Yeah.
They also got Star Trek. I believe they were behind Star Trek, the first generation.
A lot of people don't know that.
I had seen a picture. I don't know if it was Instagram or what it was talking about. It was a screenshot of a tweet of Mary, the author of Frankenstein, where she...
Mary Shelley?
Where she was the mother of science fiction.
Yeah.
And Lucille Ball was the godmother or
first
something
lady of comedy. Yeah.
Not comedy, but science fiction, of modern science fiction or something like that. And didn't go into detail, but it did discuss how she was basically one of the people behind Star Trek being coming on TV.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. She was.
Yeah.
She played a huge part in supporting getting that made, created, and put on the air.
That was pretty cool. Like, that was just like, wow, you wouldn't think that, because I've saw the reruns of I Love Lucy on Nick at Night. That's kind of how I grew up knowing who Lucille Ball was, because I Love Lucy has been for years. And I didn't know about the other Lucy shows that she had till later on in life, but it was still, you know, it's like why Sanford and Son. You see, all these shows are in syndication for a reason.
That. Yes. Yeah. And she helped kick that off. And I'm very glad and happy to hear you like and appreciate older TV shows like that, because what you just said right there was the perfect example of what I was trying to convey, which is the New York quote unquote Jewish humor, sitcom, because that's what it was. It was sketch comedy.
Yeah.
She did it great. Man, it's improv. Oh, you know, you lots of things they did in I Love Lucy like were the on the show, spot. Yeah. Yes.
Like you
on
love
the spot comedy.
You watch it because you want to see what happens when they go off script and the other actors react to it. And it's just like the stuff you see on SNL from time to time where they laugh at because it's live. But I think Carol Burnett was taped
in front of a live studio audience. Yeah,
but it wasn't aired live. So you're seeing the reaction and they kept it in. They didn't cut, do it again.
Yes.
And that's what made it. That's what, for me, that's what made Carol Burnett so funny and so enjoyable.
I did Carol Burnett that way. The Jeffersons, All in the Family. Yeah,
live reaction.
Good Times. One Day at a Time. Lots of shows they did it that way.
Different Strokes. Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider. No, Knight Rider.
They hardly do that anymore.
Tool Time. Did you see that? You ever notice that the audience in Home Improvement? It's kind of the same audience in the Tool Time segment. That's weird.
Yeah, because they use the same audience.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, no. But see, but that's another perfect example, and that's what used to be done. The one of the last, I'm not going to call it a TV show technically, though it is one of the last sitcoms to do that was on Netflix. The new Full House. With Candace Cameron, Jodie Sweetin. Okay, they did that, recorded it live in front of a studio audience. That's one of the last great examples of a sitcom. Unfortunately, they canceled it after three seasons because they said the ratings were not good for it.
Let's be real. The Olsen twins made this show. They didn't want to come back, and so people were pissed off.
The Olsen twins did not make that. Well, it would have been great if they appeared. Ratings were great for the first season. Second season was great until they start doing this mid-season break shit. Then you're re-releasing the next half of the season at an inopportune time. Many either are dropping subscriptions. Many are just not watching. You know, they did it wrong. Plus, they didn't advertise it enough.
The Ranch did it too, where they would cut the season in half.
Yes.
Part two would come back, but then you'd realize it's not. I mean,
right.
They do it in regular shows too. That's why they had like, the Christmas break or whatever they cut, and then they come back in January. That's what like SVU does it. That's when they brought back Criminal Organized Crime.
Yes, but you see, they're on regular networks. Yeah. They're not on a subscription service, and that's what's killing them. That's what's killing them, bro. See, I could talk about this stuff with you all day, and I really appreciate how, in general, you just like all the sitcoms. I think that's great.
You thought I was some young gun? I'm 34. Grew
up on Nick at Night.
Because I had to at Nickelodeon said, fuck your motherfucking shits.
Hey, it's 7 too.
O'clock. We're going to show I Love Lucy, Bewitched, all the classics.
Well, to me, you are a young gun because I'm the age I am, so you're younger than me. But at least you have watched and you appreciated those shows.
I have more appreciation for Alfred Hitchcock movies and the Alfred Hitchcock Presents now than when I was little. Because when you're little, you're like, you see black and white, and you're just, man, this sucks. This makes no, like, it's not really for kids. There's no laughter, blah, blah, blah. But as I got older and I watched Hitchcock films, and then I'd see reruns or like there's a antenna channel where they show, and I think it's Antenna TV or Me TV, they would show old Alfred Hitchcock movies and present.
I love Me TV.
And that shit, the storylines and just
Old Bonanza, old Twilight Zone, All in the Family, Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah.
Honeymooners was another great one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you had the Honeymooners before I Love Lucy. And the Honeymooners, again, taped in front of a live audience. One small set, one room. They hardly changed
anything.
Like
there was like a Looney Tunes cartoon where like there were rats, there were mice, and they played the characters of the Honeymooners. Like there was that the fat rat and then the small skinny. Yep. And yep. So I remember watching that as a kid. And then when I would see the Honeymooners reruns, I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm trying to connect. Like, oh, okay, now I get it. They were basically them, but in rat form. So that was always funny and cool. Well, that so Pinky far has been bread. What's popping. We got a little off track here and there.
Yeah, but we covered a lot of things, bro. This was a great episode. We got off track, but we fell back on. Yeah. This was fantastic.
Don't paint what's no mind popping. The ghost in the background.
Who?
So if you liked the banter, stay tuned because I believe we're going to get into the Matrix Resurrection.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk Matrix Resurrection. They brought it back.
The resurrection of, let's say, Luke Cage.
You said erection.
Neo, Mr. Anderson.
You said erection. You said erection.
So let's go ahead and sign off for now. You know my sign off code? I'm going to see if you listen to the shows. You know what my sign off is?
I don't remember, dude.
You motherfucker.
I've heard like 3 or 4. I don't remember.
Oh, the 3 or 4 episodes that you were on?
Yeah.
That's going to be it, guys. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living.
Now, see, I know it's...
What's that say right there? What's that say right there? Oh, you can't even see it.
No, you can't see it because it's blended in. But I knew you say if you ain't... That's from Mork and Mindy. Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, Nanu Nanu is from Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, I know. That's where I got it from.
Oh. I'm sorry. It's the way you said it. But no, I know you say if you ain't laughing, but I couldn't remember the other words you say.
If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. You ain't
living.
And I stole that from Carlos Mencia, and who knows where he stole that from. So.
And probably Joe Rogan.
More than likely. So. Already signed off. Peace.
Yay!